This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffens on the American Family Farmer with news that affects people running small farms. Joe Biden is the focus of a number of things affecting farmers. I'll get to a couple of them because as I'm looking around the landscape here, seeing what's going on, not only in our country, but around the world when it comes to the farming agenda and what influences, what affects, what impacts the food that's being grown here and elsewhere around the country, around the world. There's a young Dutch political party that's trying to push back on the government's climate agenda, and they have won a very interesting, they've been involved in the Dutch Senate and election, and this party won the most seats for a single party in this Senate race. And so in looking, analyzing what they're all about, the party leader said, quote, "This isn't normal, but actually it is. It's all normal citizens who voted. Today, people have shown that they can't stay at home any longer. We will not be ignored. It's called the Farmer Citizen Movement Party, and it built its victory on the back of protests against the government's environmental policies, which are supposed to cut nitrogen emissions, drastically cutting back on livestock numbers, buying out thousands of farms. The pollution supposedly from the farms impacts biodiversity, air and water, all of this stuff. So the party is taking 15 of the 75 Senate seats that were up for grabs, more seats than the Prime Minister's Conservative Party. 20% of the vote has gone to this party because the people there obviously see the government as being out of control and allowing, you know, the government to buy up land. I've actually filed a bill in Massachusetts, where I live, to keep governments, that is local governments, from taking land that is in active agriculture and putting it into some kind of a private trust so they can protect the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all that other stuff, because it's not, you got to figure out what the priorities are. It's great to want to protect the planet. It's great to want to protect the species. But of all the species that are important in this sort of climate, then you better look at yourself, look in the mirror, and see what it is that you're trying to, why are you trying to protect all these species? Because you want to live better and happier and healthier, right? So anyway, this lady that runs this party said, quote, "Now is the time to take citizens seriously. I will openly talk with everybody in government. We're ready." About 60% of the voters turned out for the election, which is the largest turnout for an election like this in a number of years. So this Dutch party seeking to curb government intrusion into farming by buying land, that sort of thing. So to get back to what I filed a bill with the state legislature here, which would keep cities and towns, conservation commissions especially, doing this around here, taking farmland that's being used productively and putting it into some trust so that we can protect some bird or some frog or something. And I don't mean to sound cynical, because it's important to protect all life. But at some point, you have to draw the line and look at what's real. All right, next item here is a focus on the Biden administration. They are more in the news this week than is normal, at least the way I like to cover what's going on. The Department of Justice, through its top cop, has said, quote, "We don't want corporations who are as powerful as governments making decisions." And boy, isn't that important to farming. Monopoly power is a threat to democracy was the theme in this policy address that he made. And for a change, I see President Biden and his group, the anti-monopoly movement, seeing that competition is an important American value. So this guy, who's the head of the White House National Economic Council, says that American economic liberties are the heart of the beating heart of capitalism, a pillar for our economic agenda. And then, you know, you look at farming as an example of this. The big ag companies that are basically screwing up pretty much all that there has to do with growing food, trying to control the source of supply, seeds, all that stuff. 81% of the food growth in our country is controlled by four corporations. That's just wrong. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that they're going to spend more money enforcing the flexibility, if you will, having smaller companies or giving companies, farms and farming co-ops a little bit more support so that they can compete with these high-profile, huge businesses that are ruining the food supply. And again, not just in this country, but around the world. Here's also some more food for thought about you and your health, if I may spend a moment or two trying to secure your health and well-being. The things that I talk about that I may endorse in terms of commercial stuff, things that I use myself, things that I know will work, and that's why I tell you about them. And this stuff really does work. At a time when we have to be at our best, sometimes we aren't. And it's because our system is overloaded with acid. Your stomach has got way more acid in it than it's supposed to have. You need to have a balance of acid and alkalinity. You may not even know what I'm talking about. But what you apply to the fields, when you lime your fields, you're doing the same thing that this product Balance 7 does. You're neutralizing the acidic impact on the soils. Well, you need to neutralize the acidic impact on your body. That's what Balance 7 does. You'll notice less heartburn. You'll notice that you won't have upset stomachs. You'll have mental clarity. Your immune system needs to function for you to stay healthy. And that's where Balance 7 comes in. So go to their website, balance7.com, or better yet, talk to a live individual. I'd rather, this is like the good old days when you get somebody to call a number and you actually place an order. So call 800-793-9039, mention my name, Doug, and you'll get the Balance 7 deal, $15 off the entire order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is great, obviously, for taking care of your skin, free shipping and a money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Please mention my name, Doug, and you'll get the best deal, that deal that I just went over with you. 800-793-9039. Or as I say, you can visit the website, balance7.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Back with the news of the week on the American Family Farmer, back with the government, the U.S. EPA, in an effort, they say, to expedite protections on some of the organic or non-organic pesticides. There are organic pesticides out there you can use on the crops. If you're trying not to kill the people that are using your food, you might want to try some of these organic pesticides. Anyway, EPA released the update for spray drift exposure and the risk assessments for the people for pesticides, none of which I can pronounce, but it's like Roundup of the main ingredients in that. Very interesting this week. Many of you may have seen this. There's an article that was certainly paid for by Bayer talking about how glyphosates are not that bad and stuff that's in Roundup is not really that bad. My counter to that is always, then why did Bayer put aside $5 billion to pay off 80,000? There are 80,000 lawsuits against them and Monsanto for what happens to people that use Roundup. So you can say what you will, and you want to use it on your crops because you can make more money, fine. How can you, you can't spend the money if you're dead. And that's what happens. A lot of farmers use this stuff. The chemicals that are around, they're getting sick, get cancer, die. So you've got a short-term gain and a long-term loss. That's the way that I look at it. And again, I can't pronounce the name. There are other uses for some of these things, but mostly they're used on fruit, nut trees, vegetables, and things like corn and wheat. That's where the mainstay is. So the EPA assesses the risks to people who mix this stuff, who load this stuff, and the farm workers who have been treated because they get sick taking this. That's really the focus of the action on these pesticides. I would think you just want to know what they are, and you probably have a license. Most farmers who are using pesticides now have to have a license, and you get a license and you use and buy the stuff that you want to use. I just don't understand how people who know there is a potential risk with this stuff, again, mixing, loading, applying the pesticide, it's very dangerous. And why it is that people ask me, well, okay, so what's the alternative? And there are alternatives. I just bought a whole bunch of stuff from a farm going out of business that is to be used. A lot of liquid fertilizers are good. You dilute them. But at any rate, I just am focusing on these four pesticides. They are very risky, and that's what the EPA. I'm not a big fan of the EPA. You know that. Listening to me, I just I find it annoying that we're still fighting this battle, but we are. And so there are people who are farmers who are responding to the call for action from the EPA. Comment period is still open, so help yourself. Go to the EPA press office, which is epa.gov. All right? So that's that story. Meanwhile, on the story front, we're going to meet James Ray, who comes to us from Little Seed Farm, as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to James Ray, who's the co-founder of the Little Seed Farm, another family-owned and operated business that is here to support a lot of people around the country who are looking for the kinds of seeds that they grow on the Little Seed Farm. I'm going to be your number one customer. I want something. I want a little of everything, James. Can you send it to me? I want a little of a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
We'd be happy to, of course.
You just for hearing, you heard me talk about what the EPA is doing, chasing around some of the products that are not good for us. It's amazing that we still have this discussion and debate when many other places around the world, especially the Europeans, have outlawed the use of these things. But if you offer, people say, okay, that's you're creating a problem because when you eliminate the pesticides and these things, the chemicals that are bad for you, then how do we grow good, healthy food? How do we protect the seeds? How do we protect the fruits and the vegetables, et cetera, et cetera? So I think you have a pretty good answer to that. Tell us a little about how Little Seed Farm got started, first of all.
Yeah, sure. So Little Seed, the genesis of it was really when my wife and I were working separate corporate careers and decided to do something different, try to find a way to be more outdoors, to have a lifestyle that was more conducive to the kind of family that we wanted to raise. And one thing that we were really passionate about was local farming, organic farming, and things of that nature. So we looked into starting our own farm. That was back in 2011 when we purchased this property in Lebanon, Tennessee, and got started with Little Seed Farm.
So what do you do here? Explain what, the implication, there are numerous implications that come out of that phraseology in your name, Little Seed Farm. Are you specializing in a particular type of plant, or are you working to provide a lot of people with a few seeds from lots of different products?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we started out actually focusing on grass-fed farming. So we were focused on grass-fed meats and eggs and then some various herbs and vegetables and stuff from our farm back in 2011, kind of through 2015. And we were doing cheeses as well at the time. And the name Little Seed Farm really came from the fact that we were grass-fed. So everything on our farm started with the seed and was grass-based. So our soil conservation practices were kind of like the first and foremost thing that we were focused on. And, you know, up until this point, we've actually never sold any seeds at all. Our name really just comes from the fact that we're focused on soil conservation and grass-fed dairy.
So what are you selling then? If you're not selling seeds, that's an interesting juxtaposition. What are you selling?
It's true, yeah. So in about 2015 or so, we transitioned from cheese and meats to focusing more on organic and natural soaps and body care, some of which are made with milk from our dairy herd, and others are just organic raw materials that we bring in from all over the world.
Really? That was an interesting thing to explore. All right, folks, you're getting the first taste of what goes on Little Seed Farm, some ideas perhaps you can use to make your farm a little stronger and a little more competitive. We continue this conversation with James Ray. I'm Doug Steffen on The American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan this morning, preparing for the G7 summit that starts tomorrow. This morning, he's meeting with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Air Force One reveals some of the topics that will be discussed with the Prime Minister.
Common concerns and issues associated with the policies and practices of the People's Republic of China will come up, and I think you will see coming out of this summit alignment and convergence around the fundamental principles of our approach to the People's Republic of China.
As the possible national debt default looms in America, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy speaks to the media.
Mr. President, stop hiding. Stop traveling somewhere else. America wants an American president focused on American problems, finding American solutions.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Back another half hour here of the American Family Farmer. This next bit of time focusing on James Ray's operation at Little Seed Farm down in Tennessee. So you are a New Yorker. How did you like the move to Tennessee? How much of a cultural shock was that?
Yeah, it was a big shift. You know, my wife and I lived in New York City for about 7 years. Prior to that, I had lived in New Mexico most of my entire life, and she had lived in Vermont. So we were had some life experiences outside of the city, but certainly going from life in New York City to a pretty remote area in Tennessee was a huge shift. But it was something that we were both, you know, looking for and have really enjoyed ever since then.
What kind of cows do you have?
So our dairy is a goat dairy. We were originally focused on, we were interested in cows at the beginning. And then when we found this property in Middle Tennessee, it was abundantly clear that it was built for goats, just the terrain, the type of forages that were growing out here. So we immediately kind of made the shift in our minds from being able to sustain a grass-fed cow dairy to wanting to try it with goats, and we've been fortunate enough to have made that decision because for one, we really love the goats, but it's a little bit easier to operate on a smaller scale. And in addition, goat's milk is a lot better for the type of products that we make than cow's milk would be.
How'd you learn how to make these products? Was it self-taught, or did you have some training in some way, shape, or you and your wife, Eileen, to be able to make this stuff? You're providing people with
skincare. Nowadays we do more training, but at the very beginning, it was all kind of in our home kitchen. We made stuff for ourselves and family members. We didn't really have anything for sale, and so a lot of it was trial and error. We had a lot of books. At that time, YouTube wasn't as massively popular as it is currently. So this is kind of relying on other sources of information, blogs and things like that. And then once we kind of had those skills to where we could be comfortable making our own products, then, you know, we branched out into more formal types of training online and in person with the experts to be able to develop new products.
You know, I'm going to step out on a limb here. There are a lot of people who are listening now that are farming 400 acres, 4,000 acres, whatever it is, and they're listening to this and thinking, okay, this is great for some. And I've said this many, many times. The reason that we have folks like you on the program is to give people a different idea of what they might be able to encounter. Your expertise, your background doesn't lend itself. You didn't come from a farm. Your wife did, I think you said. But the idea of doing some of these things, some folks would say it's impractical to do what you're trying to do. And so I guess I'm interested in your response to that, because there are, you know, you have certain ideas that are associated with certain folks who are interested in our health and well-being, and it may not always be in the interest or feel like it's in the interest of some veteran farmers to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's important to take a big picture look at what farming 4,000 acres or 400 acres kind of involves. And a lot of times that involves either inheriting or, you know, assuming the land from a family member and being kind of fortunate enough to fall into that. And so my wife and I weren't. We started with this. We have 84 acres, 35 of which we intensively rotate our goats on and do grass-fed farming on. And so we had to come in to this with no background, no family land, and only our own capital. So all of our investments in this farm are self-provided. And with that in mind, we needed to focus on higher margin, higher value-added products, which is why we got into the cheese and the grass-fed meats to begin with. And I think, you know, when you're coming into it from that perspective, you really look for products that aren't necessarily commodity-type products and that do have a higher margin that can sustain your initial capital investment required and then also provide you with an income. And we've been able to grow that, you know, fortunately through both direct sales locally, but then also now through a large e-commerce site. And I would say the profitability of our farm currently, you know, would rival that of a much, much larger commodity type farm.
Ah, good for you. That's good to hear. People will be interested in that. So do you have training? I'm looking at your website. There's a lot of different information there for the customer. That is somebody who would want to have deodorant or soaps or oils or that kind of stuff from you. I might even want to have some of that myself. I'd like to try some of these things. But, you know, there's more to it. Do you offer help to farmers? Let's say somebody's listening to this program in Iowa, and they're looking forward. Maybe the husband is more active in the field. The wife's looking for something that may add to the productivity of the farm. Do you help people get started doing the sorts of things that you've done successfully? You figured it out on your own. So, you know, you could easily say, well, let other people figure it out. Or are you helpful?
Yeah. It's definitely a combination. You know, we don't have kind of like a formal, you know, business consulting type business where we spend, you know, a significant amount of time helping other people start their businesses. But we do, of course, get inquiries now and then from folks looking to start up. And, you know, we're always helpful in kind of providing some guidance. And, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is if you don't have a roadmap laid out for you, you kind of figure out what works for you and you figure out how to do it and get after it yourself. So there's a balance between, you know, spelling it all out for someone and then having them also, you know, dig in their heels and do the learning and really figure it out on their own. So I think there's definitely a balance, but of course we, you know, part of our mission is to be a good example for other entrepreneurs and to be as helpful as possible for sure.
This has to have taken a lot of capital, it would seem. I'm looking at your staff. You have a fairly good-sized staff for the operation you have. Are we telling people who might be interested in doing this that there's a good profit margin in this sort of operation?
I think relative to other farming practices, there's, you know, the beauty and skincare and soap, you know, industries do offer a substantially larger margin. I think compared to food, the issue is scale. So it's a lot harder to grow and scale a business like this because getting the customers is a lot more expensive than, say, acquiring a new customer for your food business. So there's some different, you know, economics of the businesses to try to understand, but absolutely, I think once you're able to grow a business like this, you will see much better, you know, overall product and profit margins than you would with something that's more food based.
Sounds like you could be a candidate for being on Shark Tank. Bring this idea there and see what they say. But it would be, I think, this is the perfect thing for Shark Tank, as a matter of fact. Continuing in a few moments, James Ray, he and his wife have been co-founders of Little Seed Farm down in Tennessee. We're having their story to help you decide whether this is something that would make sense for you to try on your farm. A moment now for Calitrin, the message that I present every week during this program. It's about supplemental health, much as anything else. Doing what's right by your body, for your body, all natural way, stimulant-free weight loss product that absolutely works. 86% of the people who have been on this program will tell you they have had success. Not going to be 100% because it just doesn't work. The other side of looking at it, though, they've been in business since 1997. So with that longevity, you got to know they're doing something right or they wouldn't have stayed in business. So Calitrin at toploss.com. You'll find it available in liquid or capsule form. And there are some very exciting things going on result-wise. And that's why you would probably want to talk to a counselor when you go online to toploss.com and you look things over, decide, yeah, I'm going to try this program for 90 days. There are all kinds of ways of saving money because they're in their anniversary periods. They're making it easier than ever for you to buy the product and use the product. But you know, you got to have results. And that's what the secret is to their success. Results. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Calitrin, all natural. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug. Free shipping and all the best bargains to keep you healthy and happy.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news.
You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
With James Ray here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about a farm that specializes in making products that a lot of farms now you see in the farm store, this sort of thing, but they don't make it on the farm. It's done off farm, and therefore there's not as much in the margin department as you do if you're making it right there on the farm. But then the other side of it is that this is something that a lot of, when they think of farms, folks, buyers, people who would become your customers, don't necessarily think of the farm as a place to go to get creams and soaps and that sort of thing. So how do you overcome that in terms of promotion? I guess I'm thinking that most of what you are selling is online. Is that true, or do you have a good, healthy, robust local retail store there too?
We don't actually operate our own retail shops. We do sell pretty much strictly online. We do offer a wholesale program where we sell to smaller boutique locations across the country, and that's a reasonable size for us. We probably have around 500 or so smaller shops across the country sell our products, but the bulk of our sales are through our direct website. And I think communicating the brand to customers is really important, and part of what we try to do is incorporate the farm, incorporate the backstory for our goats, for the livestock guardian dogs, and for everything that we do out here. And as a way to build the brand, really focus on our farming practices. Like I mentioned, you know, the grass-fed nature of what we do, the organic nature of what we do, and really tie in the sustainability and the environmental practices, which seem to resonate really well with our customer base.
Well, there are a lot of buzzwords in there and used often by people who go into farming that want to, you know, they want to affect the quality of their own life and the quality of other people's lives. But not always is it understood. Not always is it, there's their passion for it by those who are on the other side. I found when I was selling raw milk on my farm, the big dairies are trying to put me out of business all the time because everybody knows that raw milk is much better. Everybody's got any common sense or knows anything about milk or knows anything about farming knows that under the proper conditions, raw milk is much better for you than the processed milk. I'm going to suggest to people, you go to this website, littleseedfarm.com, you'll see why it is that the products that they are making and selling are much better for you than the stuff that you can find that's all chemically based in most of the grocery stores. So for that reason, I wish you well. And again, people that are interested, you ought to go, maybe there's something here for you on your farm. Why not? Try it. Nothing is hurt by trying things like this. James, thank you. Good luck to you and your wife, Eileen, as you continue to make your business grow. It's Little Seed Farm.
Thank you.
I'm Doug Steffen. You're welcome. Help yourself to the information here on the American Family Farmer.
Appreciate it.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back at 53 after the hour on the American Family Farmer program. Please remember that this program comes to you as a result of the work that we do with our sponsors. My interest is to help family farmers like me. I'm a broadcaster and a farmer. I want all of us to be more successful, and this is supposed to be an arena in which we present stimulating ideas. We have a podcast, the American Family Farmer. Say it again, Doug. The thoughts on the state of veterinary care. We are interested in reducing the amount of drugs used on animals. That's one of the discussions we have on the most recent podcast, The American Family Farmer, story of somebody who was a hobby farmer, made it into a profitable farm. That's certainly what we all want, right? How much of your children's lives should you engage, should you use on your farm? I think a lot of people, I remember meeting a woman not, 10, 15 years ago, who came from an Iowa farm, and she said the only reason that she was there is because her mother and father decided they need more help on the farm, so they decided to have another child. So anyway, those stories, we have all kinds of stories that will help you whether you have a hobby farm. That actually is one of the things we talk about on the most recent podcast as well, hobby farming and what that entails. So our thoughts, my thoughts, your thoughts, help is all available at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have some strong feelings about the cost of production when it comes to milking cows and what farmers get out of it. There are some interesting stories floating around from the Farm Bureau claiming in their figures that current losses from the dairy industry are up again. They were sort of evened off last year at this time because the price of milk went up to at least covering what the costs are. Right now, it
If you're the average dairy farmer, it's costing you $6 per hundredweight more than you're making. How does this even exist? How has the government gotten so involved in this and screwed it up so much rather than just having it be that the product is going to get for the producer what the market bears? But there's the Federal Milk Marketing Improvement Act that's been passed. And what they're trying to, this has been something that the farmers have been working on for many years. And so the base for the dairy farm would be up to 27.50 a hundredweight. It's now, I think, quite a bit lower than that. I remember when I was milking, I know it cost me $21 a hundredweight to make the milk. And at that time we were making, I think, $24 a hundredweight. It was up and down, went down and got below for a number of years. Whatever the cost was, I supplemented by selling most of my milk at my store on the farm. The raw milk thing was very good, very fruitful for me. Anyway, so back to the Federal Milk Marketing Improvement Act and the way that things can get straightened out here. The bill, it was introduced but never got any support. And so that's because we as farmers have done a lousy job at presenting the issues that are important to us and therefore to the public. Without the farmer, there's no food. Unless, you know, you want to eat all processed foods that come out of a factory, that's up to you. I don't eat any of that stuff. And we ought not to encourage that, although the advertising certainly favors eating that kind of food or drinking those sorts of drinks. The milk marketing boards are trying to get back to paying the premium amount to dairy farmers. I think that's the only state where that's really been successful is Pennsylvania, from what I know. So it's up to you now, because you can't, you're not going to be able to escape the government being in your nose and up your whatevers. They're going to be in your life. So do what a lot of people have done. Take some action. Get before your congressional leaders, more importantly, the state leaders, so that, because this is one of those home rule things, to have the federal government, if the best of all possible words, to get the heck out of it, but as long as they're going to be in it, to have them be open to doing this so that it benefits the farmers, we keep the farmers and don't see them continuing to go down the street. Any legislature that says, like Sonny Perdue, that ridiculous Secretary of Agriculture under Trump, get big or get out, that's not what people in this country want, and that's not what we want to hear. So active association with your state and local officials and with the federal, the Congress people and your senators, that's how you get the dairy farm problem solved, in my opinion. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.